So usually we try to find some shaychus between the shiur given and the day. And here the shaychus is not with the legal holiday, but the Aser B'Teves. It works out, unbeknownst to us, and we didn't really realize, but that Aser B'Teves is, of course, the beginning of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It's more chomer than Tisha B'Av, according to, in terms of certain halachas. When Adoichet, Hufka Ha'ir, and Lachar, the biggest tikkun is to learn a little bit about the Inyanim, that when again, the Beis HaMikdash, and how the Chorban affects us nowadays, is a big tikkun, and should be me'oyer us in tshuva, to taka, in Mitzvah Shem, b'zoyche, quickly, to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So, this is really coming as at the heels of last week's shir, which is, we discussed about going up on Har HaBayis. And nowadays, with our Tumah, not knowing where we're going, and all the issues that we raised last week. This week, I want to discuss about practically bringing Karbanos nowadays. And this has been a movement, I shouldn't say movement, but there have been people and talk, and even G'dayle Achroinim, Rishonim, discuss this issue. If nowadays, that there's obviously the Dobis HaMikdash, and many other things that we're lacking to do the Avoida, is there any possibility to be able to bring a carbon of any sort nowadays? So the person who is the most mayrich about this was Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was a gadol in his time. He was a Talmud of Reb Akiva Eiger, a contemporary of the Chasam Sofer and the Aruch Lanier. And very all the gedolim held of him in his great esteem. His writings, Tzvila Tzadik, on Shulchan Aruch, is printed in the Shulchan Aruch, and in Yeridea for sure, it's printed in the Shulchan Aruch. It was from the Gedolim of that door. And he had a shita about the importance of Klal Yisrael getting into Eretz Yisrael and showing their rotzen to get the Avodas Hashem back into Eretz Yisrael. So we'll discuss a little bit at length his shita. But he wrote a whole sefer dedicated to this idea, and one chapter in the sefer is dedicated to bringing karbanos. And in the sefer where it's printed, he has all the correspondence that he wrote. He sent this kuntras to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he has Rabbi Akiva Eiger's responses there back to him. He sent the kuntras to the Baal Aruch Lanier, and the first tshuva in the Aruch Lanier is the Binyan Tzion. His tshuva is the first tshuva is printed over here in the pamphlet. It's Lechvoid Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, that he wrote the tshuva back to him, back to the Baal Drish, and so a lot of what I'm going to say is from the back and forth written in there, and a lot is from a few other sources. But the first shaila, what we have to deal with before we get technical about all the other issues, is the obvious one, which is there a possibility, can one bring a karba nowadays if there's no Beis HaMikdash? Leaving Tumah aside, leaving everything else aside, there's no Beis HaMikdash. What's the halacha? Is one allowed to bring a karba nowadays if there's no Beis HaMikdash? So, the first thing is to think about what we discussed last week, which I didn't recopy the Rambam, but is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael still Kayim or not? Is the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Makom HaMikdash, where the Beis HaMikdash used to be, is it still have any Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash? And if it does, maybe one could bring a carbon nowadays. If it doesn't, then clearly it's a Makom Chulin, there's no way to bring a carbon over there. So this is a Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud, and the Gemara says like this: Amar Yitzchak Shemati Shemakrivim Beveis Chonyav Bezman Hazeh. You could be makriv even outside Yerushalayim. Kasavar Beis Chonyav Lav Beis Avodah Zari VeKasavar Kedusha Rishon Kitchel LaShait VeLo Kitchel Asad Lava. If anyone got through, at least you probably got through this first Gemara. And without going into it so much, but the bottom line, the Gemara ends up saying, is that if there's no kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, one is not allowed, one, even if there's no Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, one would not be allowed to bring a carbon any place else other than into a Bama, which is called, a Bama is a private altar, a private place, which is not part of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara's Maskana is that Mishabolu Yishlaim Nesra, a Bama Yisvalahel Amoid Heter, Kipshuta, that seems to be the Maskana, that without Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, nowadays, one would not be allowed to bring a carbon. However, we learned last week that we pass like the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that the Kedusha Rishon, Kitchel Shatim, Kitchel Asad Lava, the Makam Beis HaMikdash is still Kaddish today, and that's why we said it's very difficult to find a place that you can go up to the Beis HaMikdash, that we discussed last week, but the Makam of the Beis HaMikdash is still Kaddish nowadays, that we paskin like the Rambam. If that's the case, so the next Gemara is on page 2, is the Gemara in Zvachim, and it says like this. When the Jews came, when the Yidden Klai Yisrael came back from Bavel, they came back with 3 Nevi'im. Echad shehayid lahem al hamizbeach. One of them told them what the mizbeach will look like. The echad shehayid lahem al makom hamizbeach. Another one of the Nevi'im told them where the mizbeach should be located. The echad shehayid lahem shemakrivin afal pishein bayis. They're allowed to bring a carbon nowadays on the Mizbeach as long as there's no, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. And this is what the Rambam brings down in that halach that we mentioned last week, that since we hold that the makom of the Beis HaMikdash is Kadosh, therefore one could build a Mizbeach. And it says in this Gemara that the Nevi'im told them that as long as you have a Mizbeach, you could bring a carbon even without a Beis HaMikdash. So this is the Aleph of the Shaila, which is that the Rambam brings down this Gemara that makrivin afal pishein bayis. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, as long as you have a mizbeach, there are certain karbonos you could bring because we have a mizbeach even without a Beis HaMikdash. So this is the foundation of the entire shaila, that one could indeed bring a carbon, this manazet, even without a Beis HaMikdash, as long as there's a mizbeach. Okay, so that seems to be clear. So what are the issues? And now, before I get to the issues, the question is, did this ever happen? Was there ever, do we have anywhere recorded that there were karbanas brought on in such a case with the Mizbeach without a Beis HaMikdash? So the Maritz Chias, he has Chuvis, the Maritz Chias has Chuvis, he's also lived in around that time period. And the Maritz Chias has Chuvis, and 2 Chuvis dedicated to this topic. And he has a few Gemaras that he deduces from the Gemara that the early Tanaim that lived after the Churban, Beis HaMikdash, did bring Karbanos. One Gemara is that it says, Amaram Gamliel Latevi Avdoi, Save it Tzliya like Karban Pesach. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Dalet in Pesachim, that Rabbi Gamliel sent Tevi Avdoi to go make a Karban Pesach. Now he says that the Rav Gamliel, who had an eved of Tevi Avdoi, historically was not the Rav Gamliel that lived during the Beis HaMikdash, it was the Rav Gamliel that lived after the Churban. And therefore, he says that Rav Gamliel who lived after the Churban, obviously, if he's sending Tevi Avdoi to make a Korban Pesach, you see that you could bring a Korban even after the Churban Bayis.
Maybe Tevi was just like the going name for slaves, like Paroi and Avimelech.
No, but he says it wasn't Rav Gamliel Zaken. He has a whole bunch of rayas there, a few rayas. But Stam Rav Gamliel, he says, if it's not called Rav Gamliel Nasi, Rav Gamliel Zaken, it's called this Rav Gamliel that lived, there's a grandson of the Rav Gamliel that lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And not only that, he says, interestingly, the Mishnah in Pesachim that we say, Rav Gamliel Oymar, Mishalai Amar Shalashah Devar Mepesach Liyatzadei Chavasai, and it says over there they have to say 3 things on the Seder to be Yotzei. And one of them is Pesach Zu Sha'anu Oichlem Al Shum Ma. Why do we eat the Karban Pesach Al Shum Shapasach Kodesh Baruch Hu Batim B'nei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim B'Nok B'Mitzrayim. So we change the Nusach nowadays. We change the Nusach from what it says in the Mishnah in our Haggadah. And we say Pesach Zu Sha'ayu Avoseinu Oichlem B'Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Hayakayim. We say in the Haggadah that we have to mention the Korban Pesach that our forefathers ate. But the Nusach in the Mishnah says, Pesach Zu Sha'anu Oichlem. It sounds like they ate Korban Pesach. Now, who is that? That's Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel didn't live during the Beis HaMikdash. So why didn't Rav Gamliel himself, when he created the Nusach, say the Nusach that we say, which is Pesach Zu Sha'ayu Avaseinu Oichlem? So he says, you see, that they did bring a Korban Pesach.
Why was the Beis HaMikdash
kind? What?
Why did the Beis HaMikdash kind? Why did he add that point?
Okay, that's true. But then he says one other thing, which is a fascinating shtickle, which is, anyone that learned this Gemara, this Gemara is full of kashas. It's the first Gemara, it's they read in the beginning of Pesachim, Tav Gimel and Beis, there's a story over there. And the story says that there was an armoy, a goy, that went to Yerushalayim. He came to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, and he told Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, your Torah says that kol b'necha lo yoichal boy, that a goy is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, I was there and I ate the Korban Pesach Mishufri de Shufri. I ate the best part of the Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yudim Mimser told him, did you eat from the Aliyah? The tail is a fatty part. That's the best part of the Korban Pesach. Now Gamliel knew that, Rabbi Yudim Mimser knew that you don't eat the Aliyah. The Aliyah is the part that's brought on the Mizbeach. So he wanted that this guy should make a fool of himself and go to a chabur that was eating Korban Pesach and ask for the Aliyah. And so he said, oh, this year I'll get the Aliyah. So he goes to the Korban Pesach, he goes to the Yerushalayim, he goes to the Chabura, and he asks them for the Aliyah, and they say, Aliyah is L'gavaya Kasalik, we give it to on the Mizbeach. Who asked? Well, he says, well, that can't be true, because Rabbi Yudim ben Misera asked me to get the Aliyah. So they realized something's fishy, so they did research, they realized he was a guy, and they killed him. That's what the Gemara says. So the Minchas Chinuch and all the Achronim ask, what are you killing him for? Even if it's called Ben Echal Yoichal Boy, it's not Chiv Misa. What's going on over here? Why are they killing him? And the other Kasha, Tosis asks the Kasha, why didn't Rabbi Yudim ben Misera go? If he sent the guy, so why didn't Rabbi Yudim ben Misera himself go to the Beis HaMikdash? As I fract Tosis. So the Maariv Tzchiya says that he made a cheshbon, and he said if Rabbi Yudim ben Misera to have been alive during the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, he must have been over 200 years old. So he makes some sort of cheshbon like that, because he was alive during Rabbi's time. So the Maisa, he says that Rabbi Yudim ben Misera lived after the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were still doing Korbanos. So what was the whole story? So he says of their whole shtickle, because at that time it was really illegal. This part is interesting, but he says it was illegal for the Romans who had taken over Yerushalayim, made it illegal for Klal Yisrael, for Yidden, to go up on the Har Bayis and to bring Korbanos. So they did it privately. And this guy was a spy for the Roman government, and he was trying to find out that they did Korban Pesach, so they find out that he was a guy, so they killed him because he was a Roidif. Because he was spying against them.
Why didn't he snitch last year?
I guess maybe he didn't do it. It didn't happen. He came to Rabbi Yudim ben Misera to tell him, Achalti, I guess, to get some clues, like where he should go, whatever. So this is Maariv Tzchiya's shtickle, which answers all the kashas the Achronim ask on that Gemara. It's an unbelievable thing. But Lemaisa, he has a few of these Gemaras that all say that the Tanoim, early Tanoim, brought the Korban Pesach after the Korban Bayis. But I will see soon that he himself says it's not a raya to nowadays, and we'll see why. Now, the next source that we have that someone wanted to bring Korban Pesach is over here. It's on page Korban. It doesn't say Korban Pesach. Is we mentioned last week from the Sefer the Kaftar Aferach. Kaftar Aferach is from the Rishonim, and he went to Eretz Yisrael to learn about the land and everything like that. So the Achron, he records a story over here from page 6. So where it's underlined in that paragraph. So he records a story in the third line. He says, Rabbeinu Chananel, all the other people that bring it down say it was Rabbeinu Chaim de Paris. So one of the Balei HaTosfos from Paris, Amar lovely Yerushalayim, he wanted to come to Yerushalayim, but who bishnas sheva esrei la'elaf hashishi. 50 17 Vishiyakriv Korbanos Bizman Hazeh, and he wanted to bring Korbanos. So this was apparently the story that one of the Balei Tosfos wanted to come up to Yerushalayim and bring Korbanos. But Kaftar Aferach says that I didn't have time to deal with it and to talk to him, but Lo She'iltiv, I didn't ask him the basic questions. Questions which are Manasa mitumasenu, first of all we're Tame. And we don't have kaihanim. And I'll explain his problems. But the story apparently is that this Tana, this Balei Tosfos, wanted to bring the Korbanos. So it seems like he also held that as long as it's a Mizbeach, without a Beis HaMikdash, you could bring the Korbanos. Now, we have to deal with all the specific issues that would be possible, like the Kaftar Aferach starts raising. What would be the issues bringing the Korbanos nowadays? It seems like the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash is not necessarily an issue. What about the other issues? So, the first issue, obviously, is the issue of how do we know where the Mizbeach is? How do we rebuild the Mizbeach? We spoke last week that it's very unclear where anything is. We don't know where any part of the Azara is. We don't know where anything is. How would you build a Mizbeach? And this is the next page, on page 3, the Rambam. The Rambam says, HaMizbeach mekoymei mechuvin biyoyser. You have to know exactly where the Makom Mizbeach is. V'ein meshan in oysa mi mekoymei lo'olam. You're not allowed to change the Makom HaMizbeach. Sh'nemar, zeh Mizbeach lo'olam l'Yisrael, etc. And the Rambam goes on to explain how the Makom Mizbeach is the Makom of the Akedah, is the Makom of the Mizbeach that Noach did. And therefore, he says that you have to know exactly the makom. In Halacha Gimel, he says midas hamizbeach mechuvanas harbe. You also have to know the exact midah of the mizbeach. Ve'ein lahaysef al midasay v'lo legroy mimenu. And he brings a proof. He says that when they came back from Bavel, Halacha Dalet, is the Gemara in Zvachim that we said earlier. When we came back from Bavel, it says v'shloisha neviim alu imayim min hagoyla. Three Nevi'im came up. Echad heyed lehem al makom amizbeach. One of them told them where the makom was. Echad heyed alehem al midoysev. One of them told them how big the mizbeach should be. Ve'echad heyed lehem shemakriven al mizbeach hazeh kol akarbonis. Afal b'shein shembayis. Another one told them that you could be makriv on it if there's no Beis HaMikdash. But the first two Nevi'is, which was where the makom mizbeach is and how big to make the mizbeach, that we don't have nowadays. So therefore, the obvious question is, and this is Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer in the first letter he sent him, was the Rambam says clearly they need to know the Makom Mizbeach, and it says clearly that in the Gemara Zvachim that you need Nevi'im for that. Even the Gedolim were in Bavel. Who was in Bavel? Mordechai, it's the Nevi'im they had. And still, they couldn't build the Makom Mizbeach. They couldn't make Cheshbonis and figure it out, calculations, use the Mishnayis and Midos. They couldn't do anything until they had Nevi'im to do it. So how could we think that nowadays, without a Navi, we could figure out where the Makom Mizbeach is? Here's Rabbi Kivega's kasha. No, but the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, the Mizbeach and the Beis Mizbeach Sheni was two different sizes. So we don't know which size we're supposed to do in the Mizbeach Shlishi. And it's not so clear. Also, we don't know how much an Amma is. The whole machlokes, you're going to build it like Chazon Ish, you're going to build it like... So we don't know enough. So you need Nevi'im.
These questions face the people that came back from Bavel and rebuilt the temple.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they need a Nevi'im to answer them.
How could the Mizbeach from the second Beis HaMikdash be a different size than the Beis HaMikdash?
They had Nevi'im. They had Nevi'im telling them what size to make it. Not everything in the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi that Yecheskel says is like the first two Beis HaMikdash. Each one was a little different. And they had Nevi'im telling them specifically how to do each one. So Allah Hiskel, you have to do it exactly, whatever. But so the point is that this is Rabbi Kivayzik's Kasha. So Rabbi Tzvirish Kalasha says, we said a pasuk today in the Slichas, we said that the Bavliim, the Parasim that came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, says, Aru, Aru, Ad HaYisoid Ba. That they destroyed everything. So Rabbi Tzvirish Kalasha wants to say that the only reason they needed Nevi'im in the first, coming back from the first Galus, was because when they destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, they destroyed everything, all the foundations. There was no outlines. If you were trying to make any archaeological digs, you wouldn't have come up with anything. They totally wiped out the whole place. But he said the Romans, when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they left basically the foundations, they left certain things, they left the Kais al-Maravi, they left certain things. So he says over there that they left enough for us to be able to deduce where the Makom Mizbeach is. That's what he writes over there, which is a huge chiddush. But that's what he writes to address this issue of where the Makom Mizbeach is.
What about the size?
I guess he's saying you can figure everything out. So
he's saying it's not going to be the same. Looked up. So.
Who said we have to do the third thing?
Maybe you could do the thing. So, okay, that's true. Now. And others say you can make other cheshbonis, but this was his cheshbon for why they needed Nevi'im then, and that wouldn't be a problem. Now, Lamaisa, besides that, it doesn't sound like the Acharyim went for it, but he has a point, because you see that they did L'chaira, we have proof already, that they brought Karbonis in the time of the Tanoim, even after the Beis HaMikdash. How did they do that? So the emes is that it's not so, maybe you could say it's not so posh, because I have on page 9 over here, it's a Shelus Yaivitz. Shelus Yaivitz is from Yav Yaakov Emden, and he brings this whole issue, if you can bring Karbanis, and he says like this, where it's underlined, he says, Achein yeshli oid beiz drachim usukanim ha'echad. The hanach tanoi savri karbalazar, the makriv and avabi she'ein bayis. Chmashapasak amaramba. Uvimei elu hanesiim, and he says in parentheses, shayismuchin lechorbono shobayis, vekroivin malchus, ulai haya adayin mizbeach kayim vikrivo korbanas tzibur. So he says over here, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that there's a tzaddi, you could bring a Beis HaMikdash. You could bring Karbanos without a Beis HaMikdash, but you need a Mizbeach. But it could be in the time those Tanoim, Taka, they didn't destroy the Mizbeach yet. So partially what Tirish Kalasher says is right, that they destroyed the Mizbeach and they left over, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Romans, but they didn't destroy everything. It could be, there's a possibility, that the first couple of generations after the Beis HaMikdash, there was still a Mizbeach. The original Mizbeach, they didn't destroy. That's what the Yavetz wants to say. So maybe that's why those Tanoim were able to bring Karbonis. But it's not clear that that would be Nogea to nowadays. And that wouldn't help the story with Balatoisvis. But, and the Balatoisvis Taka seems like he held that you could find the Makom Beis HaMikdash. But Labaisa, that would answer the Pshat and the Tanoim. So that would be the first issue with how to build the Mizbeach. Now, there's a few other problems potentially with just this idea of building the Mizbeach. One problem is what we mentioned last week, and I saw Moshe Sternbrock brings it down. We mentioned last week is that the Briskarov writes that the Romans, and we saw this in the Radvaz also, that they destroyed, dug up a lot of the mountain. Until nowadays, it doesn't even look like a har. Har Azesim is taller than Har Maria. Chazal say it's not like that. So he says it doesn't have the din of a har. So again, you're back to this issue that Beit HaMikdash could be has to be on a mountain. He says that this is a problem and it's not Nogea. It's not considered a har nowadays. But anyway, there's another very interesting thing that he brings down, Moshe Sternbach from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim held that certain karbonis need to be brought Pesach Oil Moyed. It has to be brought in front of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not enough to have a Mizbeach. So not all, this whole issue won't be in the Gath, Karban Shlom, other Karbanas, and we'll see more about that later. And, okay. Now, there's one other general thing before we continue on to like the Pratim of each of what the potential problems are besides this, Mokka Mizbeach, is that there was a fundamental machloikis between the Rav Tzirish Kalasher and the Jewish Tzion and the Binyan Tzion and the Aruch Lener. And that is that Rav Tzirish Kalasher held that in order to bring Mashiach, that's for sure, that to make a Beis HaMikdash, to make a Beis HaMikdash, you need Nevi'im. That everyone agrees. It's Psukim that you need Nevi'im to build a Beis HaMikdash. But Rav Tzirish Kalasher held that, and he has rayas from Chazals and stuff like this, that in order for the Beis HaMikdash to come and Mashiach to come, Klai has to start bringing karbonis and start doing avodas Hashem before the Mashiach can come. This is his sheet over there, and he says, and this is not a stira to loyalu b'chayma, which is one of the big tainas of the Samarov and others, the Meshachachma even, that there's a shvua in the Gemara Ksuvis that we're not supposed to push our way into Eretz Yisrael before the Geula comes. So therefore, that's a shvua. We're not supposed to do that. He says, Rav Tzirish Kalasher, that we don't have to push our way. We can use, we'll be connected enough. The Malchus will let us go there. If the Malchus will let us go, then we'll be able to go, and we'll be able to, without fighting, we'll be able to go and into Eretz Yisrael and build a Mizbech and make Karbonis, and that's how Mashiach is going to come. There has to be a slow process. It has to be that we start it first. This was his shita, and he held it's not a steer to loyalu b'choyma because it's going to be with Rishus of the Malchus and Rishus of the whole world. They're going to let us start doing this process. And forget, you have to do it before the Beis HaMikdash came because otherwise Mashiach is not going to come. This is his shita. And obviously this was a very problematic shita for a lot of people. This is a big chiddush. So the Aruch Lener says just the opposite. The Aruch Lener says in the shuva there that no, you cannot bring, just like you need a Navi to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash, you also need a Navi to give you Rishus, to bring Karbonis, and Eliyahu and Navi has to come and say it's time now that you could start bringing Karbonis. And even though Rav Tzirish Kalasher has rayas that we're going to, that Lasid Lava, the Seder, is going to be, that there's going to be first Karbonis and then the Beis HaMikdash, he has a lot of rayas, he has all safer about this. But Aruch Lener says, yeah, maybe the Mizbeach will come first, but that's after Eliyahu and Navi comes. Elyonov is going to come. He's going to say, let's get going. It's going to take a long time to build a Beis HaMikdash maybe. And the Mizbeach, that Taka, is going to happen right away. He even has a tzad that this that we say is Beis HaShlishi and Shemayim is going to come down really means the Mizbeach is going to come down. But we have the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, but the Mizbeach is going to come down. But the point is, it could be loss of love when Elyonov comes. The Karbonos will be brought before the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. But that doesn't mean that we're supposed to do it without a Navi and do it ourselves. So this was just Bechlal, Yisoidis Dik Machloikis, about the, is there an Inyan or a Chiv, or how, what's the Seder Adavar altogether about how to bring the Karbonis without a Beis HaMikdash. So, according to the Aruch Lener, the whole thing is Aser anyway, until Eliyahu Navi comes. According to Tzirish Kal Shafakir, it's a mitzvah that we're supposed to start it on our own. Now, that's all. This is all just a general issue. If you could bring Karbanos on a Mizbeach without a Beis HaMikdash. But now let's go one by one, which is, you know, the Achrenim go through. What are the issues that would come up if we would want to try to bring a Karban nowadays? So we said obviously we don't know the Makom Mizbeach, which is the most basic problem. But besides that, the Sheilas Yaivitz over here, in Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings the story that we mentioned earlier from the Bala Toisvis, from the Kaftav Aferach, and he says over here there's a few problems with it. One is that we're Tomei. We're all Tomei nowadays. So if we're all Tomei nowadays, we can't bring Karbonis. So the obvious teretz to that is, in a Chanami, you're not allowed to bring a Karbon Yachid. It means you're not, an individual person who's Tomei is not allowed to bring a Karbon while he's Tomei. But the halacha is that a korban tzibur, a korban which is brought on behalf of the whole tzibur, like let's say the musafin or the korban tamidim or any of those korbanis, are allowed to be brought if the whole tzibur is tamei, tuma hutra b'tzibur. So as long as if the whole tzibur is tamei, you're allowed to taka bring the korban b'tuma. And therefore, this maybe would be a solution to the tuma problem, is you can only bring korbanis tzibur. That would be what the simple solution. Although that Ritzir Kalsha has, there is an issue there, not to get too technical, but some hold that in order for Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, really, the Rambam Paskins Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, and therefore you need the, if you went to Gemara Pesachim, you need the Ritzri Tzitz. You need the Karan Gadol to have a Tzitz in order to really help the Kapara of the Tumah, and therefore we don't have that nowadays. It's not so simple, just because Tumah is, everyone has Tumah, that we could bring a carbon. But that would be the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. But there's, the problem with Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, there's another issue, which is that, how are you allowed to go up and build the Mizbeach? We already discussed last week that if we're Tamei Meis, you can't go into the Azara. So how do you go into the Makam Mizbeach to build the Mizbeach? And Chami Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, but that's if you're bringing the carbon. So he writes there, the Rambam says clearly that Tumah Hutra also B'Tzibur to build the Beis HaMikdash Gufa. That's already a Chiddush. And one other thing, which is interesting, another interesting point of the Tumah. Who?
Before that, you say, there's one kind who's, everyone's Tamei, but one person's not using it,
No, everyone's Tamei.
You have to go into the place of the mountain.
No, to do the Avodah, you can go, but you're not going to do the Avodah, you're going to build the Mizbeach. How are you going to build the Mizbeach? That's the problem. So another issue is like this, is that there's a famous Kasha on Hanukkah. The Kasha is that it's why they need the special miracle of getting oil, which is tar. We should say, if the whole tzibur is tamei, they could just use shemen, which was tamei, and that's it. Why do you have to use shemen tar? So besides all the spiritual answers, but there's another answer given by the Chacham Tzvi, is that it's clear from the poiskim that the Zman Chanukah was a rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. It was a Chanukah Sabayis, that's why it's called Chanukah. They rededicated the Beis HaMikdash. So the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash was through the Hadlakas Neiris. That's how, you know, the dedication of the Mishkan was through Karbonos of the Nesiim. The dedication of the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Hanukkah was through the Hadlakas Neiris. So the Chacham Tzvi says, even though Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that's only for a carbon. But for Chanukah, for rededication of the Bais, it's not Hutra B'Tzibur. Then you need to do B'Tahara. That's what he writes. So the shaila is, how are you going to dedicate the Mizbeach? If everyone's Tomei, it's not going to be able to be Mechanech the Mizbeach without Chanukah, because it's Ma'akiv.
Why should it be Ma'akiv?
Because, the original, the initial, the, don't know why it would be Hagar B'Ma'akiv. I don't know well enough, but that's what's brought down. It seems like that's part of the noise. Would that be Ma'akiv and Achanami? And even that could be it's also to do it before that. Same thing with a Kayan, is he has to bring Korban Chavitin before he starts doing Avoida. He can't do that. That's Korban Yachid. So
he can't bring Tamid that day either before. The Tamid also has to come before.
The Tamid is Korban Tzibur.
So you'd have to bring Korban Tamid that morning also.
It could be. Now,
and
now it could be. That's what will depends how you learn that. So now like this. Okay, so that's the Makam Mizbeach. That's why you're allowed to bring on the Makam Mizbeach, and that's why there's potentially no problem of Tumah. Now, the next issue would be, is which Karbanos would you be allowed to bring? This whole issue about bringing the Karbanos, which Karbanos would you be allowed to bring? So we said already that you wouldn't be allowed to bring a Karban Yachid, because a Karban Yachid, you can't bring if you're Tumah. So it has to be the Karbanos Tzibur. But here, the Maritzchias, and even the Yaivitz mentions, the Yaakov Emden, that there's a problem because the Karbanos Tzibur have to be brought from money of the Tzibur. So that's why they collected Shkolim, Rosh Chodesh Adar, and they collected them for a month, and then Rosh Chodesh Nisan they would bring from the Truma Chadasha, they would bring the Karbanos Tzibur from the new for the Shkolim that were collected. But Shkolim aren't collected nowadays. No one collects Shkolim, we don't have Shkolim. There's no way to do that. So therefore, how are you going to bring a Karban Tzibur from the money of the Tzibur if you don't have Shkolim? So the Maritzchias says, because of this, is that the only way you could bring any carbon would be the carbon Pesach. Because carbon Pesach, on the one hand, is a carbon Tzibur, and therefore, Tumah Hotcher B'Tzibur, but every individual could bring the carbon himself, and you don't have to collect money from the Tzibur. This is his Eitzah, the She'ilas Yaivitz, the Chasam Sofer, and the Maritzchias, they all say that the whole issue is narrowed down to the carbon Pesach, because otherwise you don't have Shkolim. Which is the Tzvi Rosh Kalisha writes is a pella of the whole thing because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that yachid yachal is not one person can be menadev an animal and give it over to the tzibur and that will be you don't have to collect money you can collect one person will donate today's talmid is dedicated lili nishmas whatever and he dedicated the korban talmid that day. So, as long as he's menadev yafe, the Gemara says we know deep down he means to give it to the tzibur. You could do that. So it could be that would be a way to bring the other Karbanos also. And if you don't have a Karban Talmud, you have to know you're being over an assay to bring the Karban Pesach. So, unless it's not... Who? Right, okay, so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara has that issue. The Gemara even asks, how do we know we trust him? But the Gemara says, Lechashinan. We're not worried that he didn't dedicate it properly. Rabbi Kivager writes, in the part of the back and forth there, that was then, maybe nowadays an animal is not so partial. But that would be the tzad that you could bring other karbanos also. What?
You open the tumid before you open the gates, the Gemara says.
If there are no gates, they're not closed either. I don't know. I'm seeing you're over Naseh. But unless that's only Tadav Hashem, it's not, Tesis, I think, is Mashmavit. If there's no karban tumid to be brought, so you can't bring anything else, or it's only other Seder, you can't bring it after, I don't know. In Achlami, if you're not bringing the tumid, how do you bring the karban Pesach? Now, the next issue that all the Achronim bring up with the issue of the Karbanos is that Mishchita ve'elach, all the Avoidus in the Beit HaMikdash after Shchita of the Karban, in other words, anything you do with the Dam, putting the Dam on the Mizbeach, the blood of the Karban has to be brought into the Mizbeach, and then all the other Avoidus have to be done with a Kohen. And the question is, do we have Kohanim nowadays to be able to do the rest of the Avoidah? Now, any kohanim, I don't want to take this personally, but the pasuk says over here. There's a pasuk on page. What is it? Page 4. Yeah. So page 4. There's a pasuk in Ezra that when the kohanim came up from Bavel, it says, "And we bnei kohanim, bnei chavaya, bnei akoyts, bnei brazilai, shalakach minos brazilai, galad yishev yigal shmam." Ela bikshu ksavam amisyachsim v'lanim tzos. The pasuk says in Ezra that they looked for their ksav yichus. I guess for the family tree or whatever, some sort of ksav yichus that would tell us that these people were kahanim. V'lo nimtzo, they couldn't find their ksav yichus. But they knew they were kahanim. And they told everyone, hey, we're kahanim. But still, they couldn't find the ksav yichus. V'yigoyalu min ha-kuhuna. And they were thrown away and pushed aside from kuhuna. V'yomu l'mat ha-shasa, which is Nehemiah, he told them, asher lo yoichlu mikodesh ha-kadoshim, you can't eat karbanis and do avoida, I guess, ad amoida kahanim until we know for sure that you're a Kayan. And Rashi over there brings from the Gemara It's underlined. Umugoyalim shlo yavoidu oid im shar kayhanim bavur shlenin tzaksav yichuson. That since they couldn't find their ksav yichus, so therefore we can't trust them that they're kayhanim, even though they have a chazaka that they're kayhanim, but we can't trust them that they're kayhanim all the way, since they're not miyuchis. Back to they're not miyuchis, therefore we can't know that they're kayhanim, and they can't do avoida. And the Rambam summarizes his. What? Oh, yeah, but the Bnei Barzil, I weren't. Bnei Barzil, I was not. We're not. That's the point. The Bnei Barzil, I weren't. Yeah, others were, yeah. So it says in the Rambam, Perek Chaf, over there, it says in Isuri Bia, it says, Kol kayhanim is manazeh b'chazakahim kayhanim. The kayhanim nowadays are only kayhanim b'chazakah. Kayhani chazakah. They tell us they're kayhanim. We have a chazakah, they're kayhanim. They ain't oichlim elab kachay agvul, but they're only allowed to eat things that would require a kayin midrabana. V'hushetei truma shel divrayim. Ava truma shel taira, v'chala shel taira, ain't oichl oisa el a kayin miyuchas. You need a kayin miyuchas. What's a kayin miyuchas? Is there a kayin miyuchas? Kol shehi idu lo shnei edim. You have to have two witnesses. Shehu kayin ben pleni kayin and pleni ben pleni kayin. Ad ish she'ein atzarech bedika. V'hu a kayin she'shimish agabim mizbeach. So the Rambam says that in order to have a kayin miyuchas, you need to go and have test. You have to have two edim telling me that you're miyuchas back to someone that for sure did avoida on the mizbeach. That's the same thing. If you have your shtayich, it's nothing to talk about. We're talking about a kohen comes to you and says, I'm a kohen, what do you need? So the Rambam paskens klar that to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, anything deraisa, you need a kohen miyuchas. You can't use kayane chazaka. So memela nowadays is no kohen miyuchasim. So you wouldn't be able to do avoid the bakhla. So this is a big taina that they have on this whole ish, on this inyan of kayanim. Now, the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva, which is all the way at the end over here, on page 8, so the Tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. So the Chasam Sofer says, I guess it's after we underlined. We said the last place which was underlined, we talked about Shiyesh Lishal Gamal Shiklei Tzibor V'Ulai Karim Pesach Ratzal HaHakir, which is what we said before. And then he says like this: Umashikasav Miyichus Kehuna Nir Delekasha Midi. Maybe you could use a chazaka to do avoda. I, the pasuk in Nechemiah we just read, the Nechemiah ben Chachlaya, the Havalei Kayhanim Yuchasim, Hayimigal Asheiris Minakuna, because he had the option of using Kayhanim Yuchasim. Since Nechemiah had Kayhanim Yuchasim, like you're saying, therefore he didn't want to use Kayhanim Chazaka. But we who don't have other Kayhanim to use, so therefore, you know, it's a nice hider to try to get Kayhanim Yuchasim. If you can't do that hider, so at least use Kayhanim Chazaka, because it's not going to be ma'akev the avoida. And that's what the Chasam Sofer wants to say. Now this is interesting, because it's a big shaila nowadays altogether. What's the status of our Kayhanim? The Rebbe Kiveger says, back and forth there in the Drusha Siyam, but Rebbe Kiveger writes that really all of our Kayhanim are Suffolk. All our Kayhanim are Suffolk, and it's really a Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham asks Akasha that why are we not so makbid nowadays, Siman Reish Aleph, why are we not so makbid nowadays on the mitzvah of Vikidashtoi? You don't find people, you're at a place, you're standing online in the grocery store, oh, let the Kohen go first. People aren't so makbid on this. On all the mitzvahs that apply to Kayhanim, making them go first, the Choldavar Shebuz Dusha, he has to speak first. You don't find that people are makbid on this. So the Magen Avraham says, because the Yichus is not so I anyway, Mamela, you don't have to be so machmer on this. So he says, the advice is the race is strong enough that it's not even, that even Lachumra, even Lachumra. Okay, so this is the Magen Avraham says. Magen Avraham Lemaisa says also brought down 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, if you could give Chala Durabon, even Chala Durabonon, Chala Duraisa maybe, to an Eretz Yisrael, to a Kohen nowadays. There's a big tumult if nowadays our Kohanim are only Suffolk or not. Rabbi Kiveger says anything that they were Muchzak for, that could be, you could use the Chazakah. So they were Muchzak, there's a big problem to say it's a Suffolk, because how do they do Nisiyas Kapayim? Because you're Oyver Naseh if you're Yisrael and you do Nisiyas Kapayim. So that's not so simple. But Anyway, this, the shaila of Bechlal, what the status of Kahanim is nowadays, Kahanei Chazak, is it only a Safek, or do we assume it, but we don't have enough to assume it for a Deraisa, or it's not enough for the Avoida? This is a shaila. The Chasam Sofer seem to have said that you could do Avoida with a Kahanei Chazak. But if you look in the Lashon of the Chasam Sofer, it's very interesting, Shmuel Sternbach explains, because the Chasam Sofer is clear that the reason why you need a Ksav Yichus, and the reason what you're trying to miyachas them for is to make sure that they're not halalim. Because a kohen who, let's say, marries someone who's also to kohuna, his children are halalim. They don't have a status of kohanim nowadays. So the Chasam Sofer says the chashash was not that maybe he's a Yisrael. The chashash is that maybe he's a halal. So he says since the chashash is that maybe he's a halal who does avoida nowadays, it's kosher b'dieved. So therefore he says it. But Rav Moshe Shtemel says, who says that was a chashash? Maybe the chashash is that he's a Yisrael altogether. Maybe his father's a Yisrael. And the avodah would be possible. So anyway, but that's one issue. Another issue with the kohanim. Now,
DNA.
What?
DNA.
Yeah, but that wouldn't help for halalim. The DNA test would only help if you hold against that maybe the chashash of Yisrael. But against the chashash, if anything, I mean, I don't know, but the halachic status of that. But even in Aniyach, it's only going to help for that, but the chashash cholo is not going to help you.
What do you mean by nowadays, that it's kosher nowadays? That a cholo is allowed to do?
Not nowadays. I meant, b'dieved, the halach is, it could be that if a kohen thought he was a kohen, he ends up being a cholo, the kavod is kosher. Be'erach Hashem cheloyim. Okay. One last issue, which was raised, is the issue of the Big Day Kahuna. The pasuk in Ezra. So the one last issue that's raised is the issue of the big day kahuna, because the halacha is the halacha is, it's brought in the Rambam, is that a kohen who does avoida, it's copied here, but we'll just say it outside. A kohen who does avoida without begadim, without big day kahuna, is possible to avoid this. So the question is, can you do the Big Day Kuna nowadays? So, L'chayr, why not? You can't do Kohen Gadol, can't have his B'gadim, because he can't have Urim V'tumim. But a regular Kohen, can you have the special garments that a Kohen needs to wear during the Avoida, the Big Day Kuna, would a Kohen be allowed, is it possible for us to create those B'gadim? So, L'chayr, you could. The only thing is that Rabbi Kiveger has a whole back and forth about the fact that one of the colors that you need in order to make the Big Day Kuna is tcheles.
Right.
Now the tcheles in Hilchos Tzitzis, it's brought down that the tcheles for Tzitzis is from dam chilazin. It's from the blood of the snail, the chilazin. It's a whole question nowadays, do we have this chilazin? Even the people that have it could be, they have enough proof that maybe l'chumra, you may as well use it for Tzitzis or whatever, but here it's ma'akev da avoida. You can't do it if you're not sure that it's that. So here you're doing it lakula, not lachumra. You're saying it's the. So here's a big question, because the Rambam never says in Hilchus in Kli Mikdash, he never says anywhere that the tcheles that you use for the Big Day Kahuna has to be from dam chilazin. It doesn't say that. It just says it has to be that color. So the Mishnah Melech, others say that it could be that they deal with, it could be that the Rambam holds that you just need tcheles, but you don't need dam chilazin. As long as you get to that color anyway, artificially, is also fine. So therefore, you could do it. But Rabbi Kiveger says, no, the Mishnah Melech says that you do need dam chilazin, therefore you wouldn't necessarily be able to do it nowadays. That's an interesting shayla. If Bechlal is a shayich, I don't know if it's a suffix. Okay. So the...
And then you have this halilu.
So... As I'm saying, so according to, if you don't need dam chilazin, you could have it. But there's another shaila like this. There's another shaila, which is that part of the begadim were shatnez. So if here it comes a whole big shaila now, because if it's shatnez, in order to make sure, they're not so clear that there's a lot of sveikas over here. So if you want to bring a carbon, it could be that there's no issur shchutei chutz nowadays. It could be there's no, if you can't bring the carbon, you're not doing anything wrong by bringing it necessarily, except that you're going on the, you know, you have. But one of the things that the place that the Achronim that deal with this, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is very busy, that we can't let them wear the big day kahuna. How are you going to know exactly when to put it on and this and maybe not all the issues? But it's shatnez. He raised that issue as also an issue that that has to be dealt with. How do you make sure that your mamash have the big day kahuna the proper way? There's a lot of machlekes about the big day kahuna. Fine. Akoponim, to get back to the issue, Lemaisa, what comes out from all this is that there's two real categories here that have to be dealt with. One is all the prati halacha regarding the actual bringing of the karbonis. The tuma, which karbonis, the shkolim, the kohanim, kli miyuchas, the makom mizbeach, all kohanim miyuchas and bigdikuna, and the makom mizbeach. These are all the issues. And then there was a greater issue, which is altogether, is it shaykh nowadays without a Beis HaMikdash to bring karbonis, and that seemed to be a big machloikas between the Binyan Tzion and Rav Tirush Kalischer. If Bechlal, there's an Inyan nowadays to even, is it even permissible to do it, even if we got over all these humps, was it even a possibility to try to do it? Now, what's very interesting... Because he said maybe that's because the Mizbeach wasn't destroyed yet, so he didn't have to build a new Mizbeach, like the Yavit says. Now, the only thing is that what's very interesting, which I don't really fully grasp, is that there is a... Rabbi Kivager has about 5 tshuvas back and forth, basically slugging up and asking lots of kashas on each step of Rav Tzirish Kalischer's theory. You know, how do you do it? But if you look on page 8 in the tshuva... That's the Chasam Sofer's tshuva. The Chasam Sofer was the son-in-law of Rabbi Kivager. Now, who is this tshuva written to? Who did the Chasam Sofer write this tshuva to? So if you look, he wrote this tshuva to Moiri Chami Akiva Av Beis Din Pozna. So this tshuva, the Chasam Sofer, is written to Rabbi Kivager. And he says like this in the tshuva, the first line, he says, Yikras Kodshoi Higiani Umashe Kosav Levakesh Misari Yerushalayim Litein Rishos Lahakriv. So that means that Rabbi Kivager sent a letter to the Chasam Sofer, and they say, why did he ask the Chasam Sofer to do it? Chasam Sofer had more pull than he did. But it seems like, from what's going on here, is that Rabbi Kivager himself asked the Chasam Sofer to go into Yerushalayim and get Rishos from the people that were in charge of Yerushalayim at that time to go bring Karbonis. And the Chasam Sofer says back, no, they're too stubborn. They're not going to let. He says, no, who Captain Gadol, the person in charge is the Captain Gadol, ki ha hu omar lebal yikrav shal misha eino be'emunas yishmoel. If you're not from Islam, you can't even go up there. So we can't even get up there. So it's not even no geya. So that's what Chasam Sofer answered back to Rabbi Kivager. So what's fascinating is that after Rabbi Kivager does all of his back and forth to his Talmud, or Tirush Kalischer, and he writes him, why it's basically impossible to bring karbonis nowadays, it would seem like he somehow wanted, or he somehow... Now, some of the others, like Moshe Sternbach and others, say he didn't really mean it, he wanted to just test the waters, see what's going on. It could be, but Lemaisa, it's just interesting to note how this fits into the picture. The Rabbi Kivager seemed to have sent... What?
I don't know which one was first.
Okay, I don't know for sure, but part of the thing is that he says there, Rav Tzirish Kalischer, he says, this is my last letter that I got from Rav Kivager, the fourth letter, the fifth one I got from Rav Kivager, and he died a few weeks later. So it seems like that was all the way at the end of his life, so maybe it was, but then he says, but then I got the tshuva that his son lost, this tshuva, he says, I got bits and pieces of it until finally the tshuva's Chasam Sofer was printed, and I got a hold of it. It sounds like it was all around the same time. So, Lemaisa, I don't know exactly the yishuv to this, but it's interesting to note that this request that Rabbi Kivager made to the Chasam Sofer to go feel out the waters in Yerushalayim to see if there was a possibility of bringing karbonis. Now, the last and final thing that I want to just mention is an interesting point, which is that. So let's assume we can't bring karbonis or we're not going to at least bring karbonos because of what Chasam Sofer says, is that the Yishmaelim are not letting us up there, and even Rav Tirosh Kalasher held that you're not allowed to be oyla b'choyma and do it forcefully, you have to do it per shus, and therefore it seems like from the Chasam Sofer that back then they didn't have shus, and nothing's changed on that regarding that. So let's say we're not going to bring, it's not going to be possible to bring karbonos. Shaila is there any inyan of Aliyah L'Regel nowadays to Yerushalayim? Is there any inyan to go up to Yerushalayim nowadays, even if we can't bring karbonos, but to just go up to Yerushalayim? So there's a tshuva over here from the Tashbitz. The Tashbitz says, it's the last page, Reish Aleph, and he says like this, V'yesh smach v'raya shekdushas hamikdash v'ha'ir hi kayemes. So there's a little bit, I have a raya to the Rambam's Shita that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is still around nowadays. Shadayin heim oylim l'regel mimitzrayim v'shar aratzis. Even nowadays, and this is the Tashbitz, he's 1,000 years after the Chorban or something. But, so he says, there's a raya that there's still Kedusha there because people are still being oylim l'regel. V'yesh b'zerem is b'medrash Kehelet, Kinois, in Eichel, v'medrash Yerashir, v'medrash Pasak Anichayma, Pasak Eila Eskra, v'eshbecha, v'amru, ki adayin nishar mehanisim shahayu b'Yerushalayim. And he says, not only that, some of the nisim that the Mishnah enumerates that existed in Yerushalayim during the time of the Mitzvah are still there today. What is it? Shalai Amar Adam l'chaver etzar li amakam. He says, no one ever complained that there wasn't enough space in Yerushalayim, and you see that nowadays. Ki bebeis haknesses, shub Yerushalayim, in the local shul, him tzrichim l'anchei ha'makom, kol ha'shana, usually it's full the whole year. U'mismalas, peo ha'poye, be'eis iskabit sham b'chag ha'shvuiz. Ha'choygigim yoyser, migimul meyos ish kulam, and everyone, all the 300 people that come up are going there. Kulam im nichnasim sham, v'yoshvim revachim, and there's plenty of space. Ki adayinu b'kdushas, v'zeh simen gula shlishas. So he says that there's still that nace, that you can come into Yerushalayim, and there's still plenty of room for everybody, that nace still exists nowadays, he says. So clearly from the Tashbitz, even if you say that, even if there's no karbonos, but the kedusha is still there, and going there is still, he says that people would go to Yerushalayim, even for thousands of years after the Chorban, people were still going, and just going there, it's brought down in other sources that it would go to Har HaZeisim maybe, so they could see it, and that would be the Aliyah L'Regel. So. Okay, so it sounds like this is a thing from the Tashbitz that they would talk to do that. It's even maybe Nagel Halacha. It's Nagel Halacha could be because the Ran and Tainus asks that why nowadays in Eretz Yisrael they only start asking for rain, the same Talmud Levracha, Zayin Cheshvin. Because really the Gemara says you should start asking for rain right after Sukkot. Why do we wait till Zayin Cheshvin? Because the Oyli Regel, we want to give them time to get back to where they live. So we give them 2 weeks to travel from the end of Sukkot. We give them 2 weeks to travel to get home before we start asking for rain. It wouldn't be nice if they came to Yerushalayim and then we start asking for rain and it pours on them. So the Shaila is Frekteran. So nowadays, no one's being Oyli Regel. We should start asking St. Talmud Levracha right after Sukkot. So Ran says, no, because people still come. So Mamash Nagel Halacha, this thing that is still the Kedusha, the Makom is still Kayim. Lamaisa comes, like we said in the beginning, it's a Sarbatavis, and it's the Zman of the Chorban, and it's time for it's a Shasa Kosher to think about the Chorban. And what you see from this whole back and forth from Rav Tirosh Kalasher, and even the Binyan Tzion in his writing there, his Lashonis when he writes back, and Reb Kiviger, everyone. It was clear that the tshuka, the rotzen was to wait to have as much as we can the Beis HaMikdash at the proper time when it's the time, but we should have a tshuka for it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see our tshuka, will see our rotzen, that we want to do as much as we can to have the Beis HaMikdash, have Mashiach come in the right zman. So now it's very appropriate that on this day we should think to ourselves, okay, it's not just a theoretical thing, you could ring korbanos, but how much L'maisa, do we really want it? How much do we want deep down to have the opportunity to be Oyved Hashem in this way that will to have the Beis HaMikdash? And in Mitzvah Hashem, if Hashem sees our tshuka, our ratzon, Shzoich v'sachazen, enim b'shuv chalutzim b'rachamim b'v'yaskol tzedek m'hira amen.